97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, my friend voted in a St. Louis County library just the other day, and she mentioned to me that along the line inside the building, on the way to vote, there were some very strategically placed books, not too flattering for Trump, on her way in to vote. Thought that was interesting and might be something worth discussing.
Are the early voting locations different than the normal ones that we use?
Yep, two comments there on the listener line. If you're on the Odyssey app, you can click on the microphone and leave us a message. Number one, I'm not surprised to hear that at the libraries. Whenever I'm there with my grandchildren, it seems to me that they always put book covers out that are going to offend me. And number two, yes, they are very different to that listener who just called in. In fact, there will be, what do you say, 200?
It was, I want to say it was 200.
A huge amount in St.
Louis
County.
And as that's opposed to 14 that are currently open for early voting.
Yes. So all of your normal ones will open up on the 5th. But today you got to head out to one of the remote locations. I had a friend who just sent a picture from Wildwood City Hall this morning, and the line was all the way down the street, and the poll hadn't even opened yet. So people are lining up. We're seeing it with our own eyes. Let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs. We don't want to leave her holding. She's a very important person, the Fox Business Network. Taylor, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
You're our VIP this morning. It's great to have you on here.
Get out and vote.
That's right. You got to get out and vote for sure. Are you guys, what are you seeing up there? And I guess you're in New York, right? What are you seeing up there in terms of early voter turnout?
Yeah, you know, early voting lines are long. I've had a few people report back to me that they're out, and people say, I'm so glad that you're coming early because election day, the lines are supposed to be really, really long. So I think what this speaks to, frankly, is a lot of the messaging I think that the Republicans really struggled with in the last 4 to 8 years. And they've done a really good job at messaging that you have to vote. You have to vote early. You have to vote mail-in balloting. And so there's been a really good turn in messaging about making sure that we get out there. So I know I certainly am going to be looking at some of the early polling as well, but we are hearing out more than 50 million Americans have already voted early. So this is going to be a wild ride. It's so interesting, though. It comes down to the states. We've talked about some of the swing states.
Yes.
Florida, for example, has a state law that says they can start counting the ballots when they receive them or a little bit early. Other states, though, like Pennsylvania, I believe, they can't start opening up those mail-in ballots until election day. So, again, we're going to have to figure out, I don't know if we'll know the results by Tuesday night or Wednesday, but you have to make sure that you get in there to vote. But don't be alarmed if it maybe takes a day or two. Sit tight and just make sure that you vote.
I know a number of people are betting on this election, and it's not just who's going to win, Kamala Harris or Trump, but you can bet on who's going to win the swing states or whatever the case may be. And I saw how Trump's share, the Trump media shares surged. I saw 21% jump after his rally there in New York City. I believe it was the one at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, that was a huge rally Sunday. I mean, the line was out the door. There were huge security guards everywhere. There was sort of a vibrancy on 6th and 7th Avenue that we haven't seen in a while. But to your point, in terms of the betting market, and you know me, I'm sort of the fiscally prudent girl. I'm a little worried when we're all sort of betting on the election in the stock market. I say the stocks and stock market, you never vote on that based on how you feel about politics. But, you know, DJT stock, Bitcoin, those have certainly been ways that people are betting on it. DJT shares, correct me, are they around $50 a share at one point? And yesterday, they bottomed out September 23rd, just a month ago, at $12 a share. This is up like 150%.
Wow.
Now, it is all based on his polling. There's no fundamental news of the company. Bitcoin is another one. I want you to watch Bitcoin. The record high back in March was 73,700. Right now, we're at 72,000 on Bitcoin. That is seen as Trump being sort of that crypto-friendly president. There's been more crypto money in this election. Silicon Valley's been putting a lot of money here. So those are sort of the two things that we're watching. And again, the polls could be wrong and betting could be wrong. But sort of as a gauge of investor sentiment, that's what we're watching.
Yeah, it's a good point. I can specifically, this is the story of my investing life. I can specifically remember when they started talking about Bitcoin, and somebody I worked with said we should buy some of that. And it was $2,000. And I thought, that's nuts. You don't even know where that's going. You know where your money's going. And now it's worth $73,000.
Yes, it's incredible. I mean, and there have been some fundamentals in this space. But a lot of it right now is a little speculation.
Yeah.
So I always caution people, you know, invest how you want to invest. Keep your emotions out of it.
How were the GDP numbers this morning, Taylor?
You know, frankly, the economy looks better than expected. GDP came in at 2.8%, slightly lower, I think, than 3% the previous quarter. But look, at this late stage in a business cycle, the last GDP print that we are seeing going into the polls, frankly, it's not bad. It doesn't warrant, in my opinion, a 25 or 50 huge basis point rate cut by the Fed, which, by the way, is meeting next Wednesday, the day after the election. So they could be cutting rates next Wednesday. The economy and the bond market is telling you that things are a little bit better than how we think. But I always caution that those are the experts reporting in, and that doesn't always capture the way people feel on the ground in terms right. of inflation and the grocery store and all the things that you and I talk about every week. But right now, better than expected. We don't see a big crash coming anytime soon.
And oftentimes when we're expecting a rate cut, that's kind of already factored into mortgages and stuff in advance. Has there been any movement on that, or do you know?
There has been the opposite movement. This is the story of the day.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve cuts rates, and we think mortgage rates will fall. No way. Freddie Mac came out. Mortgage rates are back up above 6.5%. This is a bond market that is thinking if there's higher growth and a little bit of higher inflation on the horizon, there's nothing that the Federal Reserve can do by cutting rates that'll bring things down. The bond market is telling us something different is going on. And so they've been totally sort of going against the Federal Reserve. Bond yields have been up 60 basis points in a couple weeks. Huge story. So your rates are not going down anytime soon.
That's a bummer. All right. Thanks for the good news there, Taylor. We appreciate that.
Anytime.
Hey, yeah. Thanks. And good luck next week. I don't know if we'll end up having... I guess by the time we talk to you, we could know who the new president is.
Let's hope it's clear and decisive.
Yes, let's hope. Taylor Riggs, thank you.
My pleasure.
You bet. Fox Business Network there, the Big Money Show that you can listen to on Fox weekdays from noon to 1 o'clock.
You know, it was interesting talking about those different places where you can go bet on the election, like Poly Market,
yeah.
which shows Trump, I mean, completely annihilating Kamala Harris. But a lot of people I heard this morning driving in on the Gordon Deal Show talking about how people were betting that the election results wouldn't be finalized until at least a week after Election Day.
People are buying options. When I had to take my Series 7 exam, when I went through FINRA and all that stuff, options are not only confusing, they're about the riskiest thing you can dabble in, right? Futures, betting this is going to go up or down, and you're taking out an option on it now at such and such price. I mean, it's risky. Most of the betting money has gone on Trump at this point, just like the Poly Market stuff. And I don't know that you read anything into that except the people with who have the money to waste on those things, or to risk, I should say, maybe the better word, are putting their money in that category. So we'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.